नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 23 एंड 24। अहम् पुरातीत भवे भवम् मुने दास्यास्तु कस्याश्चन वेदवादिनाम् निरूपितो बालक एव योगिनाम् शुश्रूषणे प्रावर्षि निर्विशिक्षताम् ते मय्य अपेतखिल चापले राबले अर्बके ओके
चापले अर्बके
दान्ते धृत क्रीडाङ्कणके अनुवर्तिनी चक्रुः कृपां यद्यपि तुल्यदर्शना शुश्रूषमाणे मुनयोल्पभाषिणी
अहम् प्रेतित भवे भवम् मुने
अहम् पुरातीत भवे भवम् मुने
दस्यास्तु कस्याश्चन वेदवादिनाम्
निरूपितो बालक एव योगिनाम्
शुश्रूषणे प्रवेशि निरीक्ष
शुश्रूषणे प्रावर्षि निर्विवेशताम्
ते मयि अपेतखिल चापले रभके दन्ते धृत क्रीडाङ्कणके अनुवर्तिनी चक्रुः कृपां यद्यपि तुल्यदर्शना शुश्रूषमाणे
मनयोलकल्पभाषिणि। अहम्
आय
पुरा
फॉर्मरली
अतीत भवे in the previous millennium
abhavam
became
mune
o muni
dasya
of the maid servant
but
kashyaschana
certain
vedavadinam of the followers of vedanta
nirupita engaged
balaka
boy servant
only
yoginam
of the devotees
shushrushane
in the service of pravarshi during the 4 months of the rainy season nirvifikshitam
living together
they
they
mai unto me Apeta.
Apeta.
Not having undergone.
Not having undergone.
Akhila.
Akhila.
All kinds of.
All kinds of.
Chapale.
Chapale.
Proclivities.
Proclivities.
Arbake.
Arbake.
Unto a boy.
Unto a boy.
Dante.
Dante.
Having controlled the senses.
Having controlled the senses.
Adhrita kridanake.
Adhrita kridanake.
Without being accustomed to sporting habits.
Without being accustomed to sporting habits.
Anuvartini.
Anuvartini.
Obedient.
Obedient.
Chakruhu.
Chakruhu.
Did bestow.
Did bestow.
Krupam.
Krupam.
Causeless mercy.
Causeless mercy.
Yadyapi.
Yadyapi.
Although.
Although.
Tulya darshana.
Tulya darshana.
Impartial by nature.
Impartial by nature.
Shushrush samane.
Shushrush samane.
Unto the faithful.
Unto the faithful.
Munayah.
Munaha.
The muni followers of the Vedanta.
The muni followers of the Vedanta.
Alpabhashini.
Alpabhashini.
One who does not speak more than required.
One who does not speak more than required.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
O Muni, in the last millennium I was born as the son of a certain maid servant engaged in the service of Brahmanas who were following the principles of Vedanta. When they were living together during the 4 months of the rainy season, I was engaged in their personal service. Although they were impartial by nature, those followers of the Vedanta blessed me with their causeless mercy. As far as I was concerned, I was self-controlled and had no attachment for sports, even though I was a boy. In addition, I was not naughty and did not speak more than required. Please repeat. O Muni.
O Muni.
In the last millennium.
In the last millennium.
I was born.
I was born.
As the son of a certain maid servant.
As the son of a certain maid servant.
Engaged in the service of Brahmanas.
Engaged in the service of Brahmanas.
Who were following,
following
the principles of Vedanta.
The principle of Vedanta.
When they were living together, during the 4 months of the rainy season, I was engaged, in their personal service.
In their personal service.
Although they were impartial by nature, those followers of the Vedanta, bless me, with their causeless mercy. As far as I was concerned, I was self-controlled, and had no attachment for sports. Even though I was a boy. In addition, I was not naughty. And I did not speak. More than required. Purport. The wonder of an atmosphere surcharged with devotional service to the Lord is briefly described herein by Sri Narada Muni. He was the son of the most insignificant parentage. He was not properly educated. Still, because his complete energy was engaged in the service of the Lord, he became an immortal sage. Such is the powerful action of devotional service. The living entities are the marginal energy of the Lord, and therefore they are meant for being properly utilized in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. When this is not done, one situation is called Maya. Therefore, the illusion of Maya is at once dissipated as soon as one's full energy is converted in the service of the Lord instead of in sense enjoyment. From the personal example of Sri Narada Muni in his previous birth, it is clear that the service of the Lord begins with the service of the Lord's bona fide servants. The Lord says that the service of his servant is greater than his personal service. Service of the devotee is more valuable than the service of the Lord. One should therefore choose a bona fide servant of the Lord, constantly engage in his service, accept such a servant as his spiritual master, and engage himself in his service. Such a spiritual master is the transparent medium by which to visualize the Lord, who is beyond the conception of the material senses. By service of the bona fide spiritual master, the Lord consents to reveal himself in proportion to the service surrendered. Utilization of the human energy in the service of the Lord is the progressive path of salvation. The whole cosmic creation becomes at once identical with the Lord as soon as service in relation with the Lord is rendered under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. The expert spiritual master knows the art of utilizing everything to glorify the Lord, and therefore, under his guidance, the whole world can be turned into the spiritual abode by divine grace of the Lord's servant. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, all the Vedas are searching after me. Lord Sri Chaitanya says that in the Vedas, the subject matters are only three, namely, to establish the relation of the living entities with the personality of Godhead, perform the relative duties in devotional service, and thus achieve the ultimate goal back to Godhead. As such, Vedanta Vadis, or the followers of the Vedanta, indicate the pure devotees of the personality of Godhead. Such Vedanta Vadis, or the Bhakti Vedantas, are impartial in distributing the transcendental knowledge of devotional service. To them, no one is enemy or friend. No one is educated or uneducated. No one is especially favorable and no one is unfavorable. The Bhakti Vedantas see that people in general are wasting time in false sensuous things. Their business is to get the ignorant mass of people to re-establish the lost relationship with the personality of Godhead. By such endeavor, even the most forgotten soul is roused up to the sense of spiritual life, and thus being initiated by the Bhakti Vedantas, the people in general gradually progress on the path of transcendental realization. So the Vedanta Vadis initiated the boy even before he became self-controlled and was detached from childish sporting, etc. But before the initiation, the boy became more and more advanced in discipline, which is very essential for one who wishes to make progress in the line. In the system of Varnashram Dharma, which is the beginning of actual human life, small boys after 5 years of age are sent to become brahmachari at the Guru's ashram, where these things are systematically taught to boys, be they king's sons or sons of ordinary citizens. The training was compulsory not only to create good citizens of the state, but also to prepare each boy's future life for spiritual realization. The irresponsible life of sense enjoyment was unknown to the children of the followers of the Varnashram system. The boy was even injected with spiritual acumen before being placed by the father in the womb of the mother. Both the father and the mother were responsible for the boy's success in being liberated from the material bondage. That is the process of successful family planning. It is to beget children for complete perfection. Without being self-controlled, without being disciplined, and without being fully obedient, no one can become successful in following the instructions of the spiritual master, and without doing so, no one is able to go back to Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swamiti Namine Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Aham Puratita Bhave Bhavam Mune Dasyasu Kasyaschana Vedavadinam Nirupito Balaka Eva Yoginam Shushushane Pravarshi Nirvifikshitam Te Mayet Apetakhila Chapale Arbhake Dante Dhritakridanake Anuvartini Chakruhu Kripam Yadyapi Tulya Darshana Sushrushamane Munayo Alpabhashini. O Muni, in the last millennium I was born as the son of a certain maidservant engaged in the service of Brahmanas who were following the principles of Vedanta. When they were living together during the 4 months of the rainy season, I was engaged in their personal service. Although they were impartial by nature, those followers of the Vedanta blessed me with their causeless mercy. As far as I was concerned, I was self-controlled and had no attachment for sports, even though I was a boy. In addition, I was not naughty and I did not speak from more than required. So Narada Muni now started telling his own story to Vyasadeva. So far he was instructing him as to how to become perfect, how to get satisfied. And now, generally when we tell somebody or something, then the next question comes, testimonial. Who did it? How? What he got? So Narada Muni is giving his own testimonial now. He was born to a maid servant. A maid servant is not a very glorified position. She was just simply in the ashram, she was cleaning the pots, after they have taken prasadam, and she was doing all sorts of services, like we know all the maid servants what they do. And he was the son of a maid servant. So you might have noticed that some maid servants are there, they bring their small child, and the child will be playing outside. The servant will be working, he'll give him some toy or something like that. But now here, Narada Muni says that even in the childhood, he was not attached to sports or something, he was not naughty. And most important, he was speaking only what is required. Alpa bhashini, very less. And now, everything is reversed. We expect children to, if a child is speaking more, then everybody is praising, oh, look at him, he's so intelligent, he's asking questions all the time, telling something or the other, Very naughty, yes. You ask any mother, how is your son or daughter? Oh, very naughty, And they're so happy. Very naughty. Breaking things, oh, no problem. They'll keep on buying for them as long as they're breaking, no problem. And then everything is like here. What he was doing, he was just helping his mother. And just that service, as we go in this next sloka, we'll understand that what he got by serving. So our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada says that service of a devotee is much more important than the service of the Lord Himself. The Lord Himself says that. Not because, I'm a devotee, so you must serve me. No, the devotee doesn't want it. But the other devotees automatically serve him because, him or her. So that's the system. Because Krishna says that, I will be pleased if you do some service to me, but I will be more pleased than you do service to my servant. That is the mood of Krishna. And that mood is also changing now, People become, everybody wants that you serve me and forget about everything else. Your boss, when you're working, your professor, everybody expects some service. And if it is not done, it's a very natural tendency that if the service is not done, then you become upset. The child wants milk and the mother is busy somewhere else. And I'm just talking of modern days, child may ask one, then he will start scolding the mother. I remember I was, when I was doing my BSc, I used to go to one professor's house. And this is a very old time, like 60s. And he had a small son. Sometime he'll come. One time I remember he came and says, Daddy, I want something whatever. And this professor was talking to me, so he did not pay attention. He says, Daddy, I want that. Still, he just, because we were busy discussing something, he was explaining something, a couple of students. The third time they said, Daddy, give me or otherwise I'll break your leg. Son is telling the father. You imagine, I still remember that after 40 years. This is, at that time also it was shocking. Even now I'm not able to. And then this professor is justifying that. He's saying, because I didn't pay attention to him, he's talking like that. I said, okay, but, after that time he was a professor, I'm a student, I can't tell him anything. But now I look back and I say, hey, why couldn't you teach him something better, how to be disciplined. Even if, So that means, in other words, the austerity has to come into us right from the childhood. Little austerity. Okay, wait, patience, you know something. Everybody is impatient. Parents are also impatient. They want the results. They want only the only thing they want to see in the child is the results. You know, what rank, what is getting, what is, you know. Even in soccer, which is the most popular game, you know, you ask any Indian family here, the child is admitted in a soccer team in the school. Although America doesn't play soccer, you know, but the Indians, they want that. Then, when they discuss among themselves, even there, you know, the poor child, he has to go to soccer, then he has to go to karate, then he has to go to swimming, then he has to go to Kumon, and then, at the end of the day, he gets scolding. Why couldn't you score the goal? You know, the ball was right in your leg. You know. For everything he gets scolding. So here, Narada Muni says, I was so fortunate that all these Vedantis, they are so merciful that they are always blessing me. And just by that blessing, and as I said, you know, I don't want to steal the thunder because it comes in the next two shlokas. But the point is, when we are in Krishna's service, somehow or the other, like here you are not directly serving Krishna, he must not have been allowed to go near the altar because he is maid servant's son and this brahmana, oh my god, in those days, no way. He has to maybe watch the deities also from outside. Or maybe just he is allowed to come in with his mother to just wipe the floor and things like that. But not definitely. In any temple in India, you know, the ultimate limit is that garbhagraha, nobody is allowed. They will put a notice. The altar nobody is allowed except the brahmana, you know. That tradition. Even in our temples we have this right. Not supposed to. But sometimes we become lax. It's okay. But the point is that he is not directly serving Krishna. He is just serving that also playfully. Although he says not sport, but definitely a child, how serious he can be. But he was serious, of course. But I am just talking of even our own children. We teach them, you know, that okay, help your parents. Do a small little thing. Most of the houses where the devotees live, the aarti, everything is done by children. And aarti. Children do the aarti. I go to many families, oh, he is our pujari, she is our pujari. They only do everything. The parents are busy doing other things, you know. Or sometimes they just train the children, okay, you do that. Because sometimes they are not in the home. For example, Sandhya Aarti, nobody is at home. So the child is home, he can do it like that. Ultimately, it's the what I am trying to say is that it's the culture that you bring into the family. When the culture is there, then everything happens. And Narada Muni is not an ordinary person, we know that. He's direct son of Brahma. But now here he's not son of Brahma here. That happens in the next life. This is the previous life. That's what he says, Puratita, previous life, I was like this. And they are fortunate to remember what happened in the previous life. Only few get that advantage. People ask, I don't remember anything what I did in the last part. Oh yeah, that's the special mercy of the Lord. Because if you remember what you have done in the last few lives, you won't be able to live properly. Because you have done so many horrible things. And if you remember all that, you know, how can you live happily? So it's a Krishna's mercy. But then in this case, because he wants to establish something, he gives this special facility. Like Bharat Maharaj, you know, he could remember that he was a deer in the previous life. Very few get this advantage. So, Prabhupada takes some time to explain the wonderful qualities of the devotees. And he also said the same thing, you know, like it's there, scripture, that till the age of 5, the children are free, not responsible for anything. But when you become 5, Now you become 50, you are saying. Because the goals have changed, you know, it's just say economic progress, position, you know. Then, there's no end. I mean, recently we were with the family, they used to be in a old Honda Civic or something, you know, 1985. And then you get an SUV, and now you become a full-fledged, whatever, you know, position. And the first thing you buy, even before house, is a Mercedes. And then after 2 years, the Mercedes is not good enough. So what do? You buy a Porsche. And then, okay, what about, Mercedes is now in, you know, the, like in our, when we are kids, the eldest son gets the new dress, that's all, you know, and the dress keeps parampara, you know, it goes to the next one, till it really torn. Same with the books, same with the, because the syllabus was not changing, everything was nice. Now they change the syllabus every year because they want to sell books. They change the uniform every year because they want to sell their new dresses. It's all like that. But there's no end, you know, they are just, now the lady of the house says, I drive only Mercedes now. Now it's now, you know, he got the Porsche. So I said, what about the Mercedes? Oh, that I drive now. So upgradation. And they're so happy. As they say, you know, and when you buy, then you're happy. You buy a car for 60,000 or whatever. You know, I don't know how the Porsche cost. It must be more than 100,000. And then you get to the gas station, and the 5 cents has gone up. You know, you make a big face and. Everybody is troubled, right? Oh, 5 cents gone. Oh my God, government, you know, they are looting, they are this and that. Oh man, come on, you spend $100,000. You are filling gas for $20. So the point is that, you know, we become so much, the priorities are so different. So there is no scope. Like these families who are coming here on Sundays, you know, 2-3 of them were, you know, really acknowledging. They said, our children were really bad. Now they are, it took some time, but now they are, you know, into something. They at least were able to sit at one place for 5 minutes. It was not even possible for 5 minutes. So that's what, you know, you have to train. Training is the only thing. By training, everything can be done. Okay, I would like to stop here. If any comments, questions. Okay. If there is no question, no comment, I would like to stop. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.